Whenever we celebrate the Triduum, it's good for us to remember, or to remind ourselves, that this is all one liturgy, right? So what started yesterday with Holy Thursday, today into Good Friday, and then into the Easter Vigil, is all one liturgy. That's why when we started Mass today, it seemed kind of strange. There wasn't any music, we just kind of processed in. And you'll see at the end of Mass, we just kind of process out. It's because we're going from one liturgy to the next, right? This is all one thing. And it's helpful for us to be able to see that what happened yesterday and what happened today are intimately connected, right? Jesus giving us the Eucharist as a memorial of what he's going to do today is intimately connected. So every single Sunday when we go to Mass, it is at the same time the Last Supper, but then it's also Good Friday. That Jesus' death on the cross, right, opened to us the gates of heaven, and that's commemorated for us in the reception of the Eucharist, and that's why it's so important for us to receive it. When I was on a retreat a couple years ago, there's something that has stayed with me for a long time. And it was the idea that praying over this, when Jesus was preparing his disciples, he told them many times that he's going to go through this death. And it was hard for them to understand. They couldn't see why he would allow them to go through this. And his disciples often said, you know, we won't allow this to happen to you. And I think the reason that it was hard for them to be able to understand that, and this is what I was praying about, is that Jesus dying is the worst thing that could ever happen in the world. It's the worst thing that could ever happen in the history of the world. It's worse than any strained relationship that you have, any type of physical ailment that maybe you or a loved one is going through, maybe a death that's close to your family, maybe losing your job, anything like that. Jesus dying, our Lord and Savior, who's in charge of our salvation, opening up the gates to us, him dying is the worst thing that could ever happen in the history of the world. And yet we call today good. We call today Good Friday, when Jesus died. And not only do we call today Good Friday, but you will come up and you will venerate the cross on which killed him. We'll hang this cross in all of our churches. And it's a reminder for us of what Jesus went through. And I'd like to give you just a little brief, like, theological understanding of why that is, but more importantly, just like a personal understanding of, like, what does this mean for us? Whenever you see the Old Testament, they're constantly offering sacrifices. They're offering sacrifices as kind of reparation because they're trying to restore this relationship between them and God. Right, they see that there's this separation between them and God, so they offer a sacrifice to help restore this relationship. And the reason that Jesus' sacrifice was perfect was because he was 100% man, so he could make up on our behalf, and yet he was 100% God, so he could make that sacrifice perfectly. Ways in which, when we have tried to offer sacrifice, it has been imperfectly. So his sacrifice is perfect and it is on our behalf, and that's why it is so good. So for us, personally, what that means is that the gates of heaven are opened up to us, right? The gates of heaven are opened up to us. We have the ability, right, to be able to go through heaven, and the way in which that is accomplished is through our fidelity. It's through our fidelity. And yet, even though we know that that is true, and we know how this is going to end, and Jesus has already done that, there's many times throughout our life where we're going to question why God is allowing this to happen. Or if God is so good, then why would he allow me to go through this struggle? Let me say, maybe it's a strained relationship that you have between you and your kids, you and your siblings, you and your spouse. Maybe it's some sort of physical ailment, one of your family members, maybe you yourself have cancer. Maybe it's problems with your job. You know, maybe it's death, your loved one has passed away. Whatever that is, that is making you question God's goodness, it's important for you to be able to see that he is able to bring goodness out of that, just as he brought goodness out of the worst situation that could ever happen in the world. The worst situation that has ever happened in the world, he brought goodness out of it. He rose from the dead. He conquered death. And us, in our limited human understanding, cannot understand how that would be the case. But God, in his divine understanding, saw that this needed to happen so that he could rise from the dead and save us. So for those of us who even know how this story is going to end, and yet we question, well, you know, why do I have to go to Mass? Why do I have to do this? Why is God allowing this to happen? What kind of goodness is in that? The only thing that's in our control, despite our limited human understanding and not being able to understand everything, is to be faithful, right? It's to be faithful in those moments and to be able to see that he can bring goodness out of this struggle. I may not be able to understand why he's allowing this to happen, but I see that he brought goodness out of this terrible situation, and he can bring goodness out of my hard situation, and my responsibility is to be faithful. Yesterday during the Holy Thursday liturgy, I was just thinking about this, that as you come up and reverence the cross, to have in your mind whatever you may be thinking about that is questioning God's goodness, right? Maybe it's that sin that you keep confessing. Maybe it's a relationship, a sickness, whatever that is. And when you come up and you reverence the cross, it's as if you are reverencing that thing, because that is what God is using for you to help you get to heaven. Your fidelity in whatever that difficult thing that you're going through is how God is going to bring goodness out of it. So I just beg you to be faithful, to never doubt his goodness, that today, which is hard for us to understand, you know, why he had to go through this, that he was still able to bring goodness out of the situation. He can bring goodness out of our lives. So let us be faithful so that we may be always be close to him, and he may be to bring goodness out of every situation in our life.